This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for any of us who've driven around New York, Jersey, or back east, and even, you know, parts of the West, we have these tolls. In fact, when I was driving in Italy, there were tolls. And I get very, very confused as I'm driving up to, you know, the toll booth lanes if I've never driven up to that toll before. Right? And, you know, for example, let's say I am having a real good drive in a left lane. It's a good drive. Why would I change lanes? And it's going, and then all of a sudden, there's now 10 lanes. And I'm on my left. So I'm going to stay on my left. But when you look up, and you don't really have much time to react, it says easy pass. I'm like, well, I'm not very easy. I mean, maybe I used to be, but not anymore. Okay? Nobody's made a pass at me in a long time also. So that's not going to work. And then there's another easy pass, and there's cash. And then there's something else, like all cars or whatever. But the all cars are all the way on the right. So now you have very little time to try to navigate. And again, driving in New York is pretty tough. Okay, you do not want to sit there and try to do 10 lane changes at the toll booth area, right, just to make it to the right place. And I don't have an easy pass. Even if I rent a car, I guess you don't use the easy pass because they charge you more than you're supposed to, I guess. I don't know what it is. But everybody says don't use your easy pass on your rental car. So it's scary stuff. So I make my way over, and people are honking, and they're yelling. You know how New Yorkers are, and it's okay, it's all right. I think I like to yell, you know, also. It stinks being the focus of the yelling. But I finally make it over there, and then they're like, $8.50 for what? So then I wake the kids up, and I'm like, guys, this is costing us $8.50 to drive across this bridge. You better wake the hell up and enjoy it. And then they can't see anything, so they're mad that I woke them up. And now they're up, so it makes my drive miserable. And it's just tough. But, you know, did you ever wonder what happens if you didn't pay your toll? Apparently, police have arrested a New Jersey man who is accused of evading nearly $88,000 in tolls and fees. Now, some of you will say, well, get this guy and, you know, but just stop for a second. Really? $88,000? Is that what the average person pays over X amount of years for tolls and fees beyond what taxes are in Jersey and New York? Okay, that to me is kind of high. I'm not saying he should skate on the tolls by any means, but when you stop and you listen to that number, you're like, damn, that's a lot of money for one person. Anyway, the Port Authority of New Jersey, New York officer pulled over 60-year-old Anthony Cotugno of Newark after he said he drove through an easy lane pass on the George Washington Bridge without paying a toll. Police say they did a records check and showed that he owes more than $40,700 in tolls at Port Authority crossings and an additional $47,000 in unpaid tolls and fees at the New Jersey Turnpike. So he is charged with theft of service, toll evasion. You know, there's tax evasion. It's called toll evasion and a traffic violation. This is being reported by the Associated Press and Washington Post. But, boy, that's a lot of money to live in those areas. You know, I was asking around, you know, what doctors make in New York. Because I'm assuming with all the tolls and the prices of housing and the prices of parking, just everything being so much more expensive, food isn't more expensive. Food's still pretty much similar to any place else unless you go fancy. And they seem to make the same amount of money as you would make in the West. In fact, Midwest seems to make more than everybody else because they're trying to attract more people to the Midwest. So I don't know how you guys do it. You know, 88,000, I don't know how many years this accrued, but $88,000 per person in tolls and fees, and my guess it easily goes higher than that. That's a lot of money. I guess you get this easy pass, you stick it on your car, and then you drive through. Well, yesterday I was driving home, and I really feel guilty about this, but I had to pee really, really bad. I had to go to the bathroom so, so bad. And the traffic was horrendous going home. I mean, it was, there's traffic. It takes about 45 minutes to get home. And compared to living in L.A., I should be grateful that it's only 45 minutes, but not good when you have to pee. And remember, you know, I'm in my 40s, so I don't have as much estrogen down there, and so I have more of a potential to leak, and I'm like, I can't laugh, I can't giggle, I can't cough, I can't sneeze. I'm like, I need to make it home. Well, the right exit lane was open, and I'm like, you know what, to heck with this, I'm going to get off the freeway, I'm just going to take side streets. And what ended up happening is there was an accident way up above that was causing this whole traffic. So I take the exit lane to get off on side streets, and then I see that the accident was right there near the exit lane, and I could just very easily get back on the freeway without any traffic. And all those cars, I know, watched me make this, and I really try to have a better moral compass than this, but I decided from the exit lane to go back onto the freeway. I was like, ah! You know what? It felt good being bad. I am such a bad girl. Aha! It felt so good. I was like, I am a bad, bad girl. Okay, now my husband's like, what? What'd you do? I go, I got back on the freeway when I didn't pretend to be in the exit lane. I wasn't pretending. I was really, really going to exit. I was exiting the freeway. And I was able to drive without sitting there in traffic for 2 hours. But then all of a sudden I saw that the accident was getting cleared up and they were moving the cones. And as they were moving the cones, I'm like, well, then I'll just hop on. Now, I don't have Dr. Dahlia all over my car. Okay? Because, you know, I want to be incognito. You know, just in case there's paparazzi watching. But I got to admit, you know, I do feel very, very guilty. And now I'm worried about the karma. What's going to happen to me in traffic now that I did that? So for all of you guys that were out there on the freeway, that waited and waited, and that didn't take the exit lane, I really, really thank you, and I appreciate it. And I apologize for being bad, but I just really had to pee. And I promise, today when I drive home, I will just sit there in the left lane, doing nothing, picking my nose, and not trying to cheat traffic. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, it looks like we lost a Marine yesterday. And not in war or combat. But Tyler Terrell of Reynoldsburg, Ohio, has been identified as the man who died off of the spinning ride called Fireball at the Ohio State Fair amusement park. And 7 others have been injured. From what I understand, 5 are in critical condition, 2 stable. And from what we understand, even a 14-year-old has been a victim, still alive. They're withholding his name, obviously, for privacy. But most of the people affected were 36, 42 years old, 19, 22, 18, 19 years old. And the one who died, Tyler Jarrell, only 18 years old, had just joined the Marines last week. And he was at the Ohio State Fair, had just enlisted and rode the fireball. Fortunately, was thrown into the air when part of the amusement ride snapped, and it came down with such a force that he was killed upon impact. It's scary stuff. You know, it's rare for accidents like this to happen. But when they do happen, you just kind of scratch your head going, why are we going on these rides? I was at Six Flags last year, and I wanted to do it with my kids. I guess Six Flags took over Magic Mountain. For those of you guys that grew up in California like I did, well, I didn't so much grow up, but I was born there, and, you know, I was there as a kid. There was this amusement park on Magic Mountain, and I guess Six Flags eventually took it over. And they really beefed up the rides. And some of these rides are sick. I mean, they are just, whoever designed it had to have one, sick meaning awesome, but also sick meaning sick in the head, to have these rides where you are sitting there hanging upside down, hundreds of feet in the air, and just sitting, it's just scary stuff. I have never been more scared in my life. And it was just, and then there was one where you're sitting up there and it just crashes down. I don't know if that's the Tower of Terror or whatever it is, but I'm sitting up there, and because my boys wanted to go on it, I didn't want my boys to be alone. I know that sounds stupid. And I'm like, well then I can't sit there and watch my kids be on an amusement ride, you know, and hurt themselves. I need to be there. And so I went on these rides with them, and I was scared to death, and I almost lost my urine, and I think my IUD slipped out, and I caught it on one of the loop-de-loops or whatever, but it was some frightening stuff. And, my family makes it a rule to, we have no problem going to, like Disneyland theme parks or even Six Flags theme parks, but we don't like to go to these state fairs where some of these rides, you just don't know who are the management companies. I mean, you don't know who is on top of it, who is, you know, and we've been to some of these fairs, and not as big as a state fair, but we've been to some of these where, you know, you just see people sitting there, they don't really seem to be in uniform, they just kind of seem to be hanging out, holding themselves up on the rides, having a smoke, and I guess they're the ones in charge of safety. And you're like, you work here, really? Yeah, what do you need? Well, is this ride safe? Yeah, safe. You know, and we understand that they were having some issues with their safety inspections because of weather issues. They say video captured by a bystander showed the ride swinging back and forth like a pendulum and spinning in the air when it crashes into something and part of the ride flies off. Riders were thrown to the ground. Republican Governor John Kasich said he was terribly saddened by the accident, by the loss of life, and that people were injured and joined Ohio's fair. He has ordered a full investigation and has also ordered that all fair rides be shut down until additional safety inspections could be completed. And I agree. Now, the fair did not immediately respond. He apparently in a post on Twitter, they said there has been a report of a ride incident. We are investigating and will report information as available. Incident? Somebody died. So, what are some of the most dangerous theme parks? Well, Fox News wrote in 2016 a list that we talked about. One on their list is Action Park, New Jersey. Apparently, Action Park opened one of its first wave pools back in 1978. But on opening day, 100 swimmers had to be rescued from the wave pool. Now, I don't know if they're still having issues. But many publications have called the theme park the most dangerous ever. Some of its nicknames are not Action Park, but Accident Park or Class Action Park. Oh, that's, man. Anyway, they say at least 6 people have died in separate incidents before the park was finally closed in 1996. It did reopen in 1998 under a different name. And they, took its old name back. One documentary reported 110 injuries in just 1 year, including 45 head injuries and 10 fractures. Ride Playland in New York had accidents since 1938, according to the New York Times. In 1988, an 8-year-old girl choked to death on chewing gum after it became lodged in her throat while she was riding the Dragon roller coaster. You know, it's funny. I remember my parents would freak out about us chewing gum on a roller coaster. You know, who would have thunk? But you could choke on your gum, and people have gum in their mouth. They should do that. They should have a sign saying everybody throw out their gum. More recently, they say two deadly incidents took place in 2004 and 2005. A seven-year-old girl died. One was thrown from a ride. Oh, two seven-year-olds. One was thrown from a ride, and in the other incident, it was on a water ride. 2007, a supervisor died at the park. He was riding a ride without a seatbelt. What the hell? Now, number three on their list, according to Fox News, is Six Flags, multiple locations. They say Six Flags in New Jersey, Georgia, Kentucky have had to shut down many rides due to accidents over the years. They say eight people died at Six Flags Great Adventure Park in Jackson Township, New Jersey in 84 when a fire broke out. In 2008, a 17-year-old boy was decapitated by a ride in the park in Atlanta. He was trying to recover his lost hat. In Kentucky the previous year, as a ride ascended, a cable broke, hit several girls in the face and torso. One of them lost her feet. She didn't realize she lost her feet. I believe one of them was able to be attached successfully. I don't know about the other one. But that happened in Kentucky. In 1991, at a Six Flags, a man fell into a pond, and the two people who tried to rescue him died after suffering an electric shock. On the same day, a person fell from a ride and died after hitting the ground. Same day. 2 years ago, Banshee, the park's newest roller coaster, briefly stopped on a lift hill with riders. No one figured out why, but the staff said it did not malfunction. Now, Discovery Cove and SeaWorld made this list. They say SeaWorld parks, including Discovery Cove, have a lot of wild animals, which pose certain risks. They say one of the most horrible accidents that happened was a killer whale beached himself and a bull orca drowned her trainer. We talked about that. Other sorts of amusement park issues, the retro coaster crash. I'm trying to see what year that happened. There was obviously the boy Caleb who died, Caleb Schwab, last year when he fell to his death riding the Verrucket or the Verrucht, which was a water slide in Kansas City. Billed as the tallest one in the world. You know, apparently the safety harness hadn't been working properly that day. They don't know how he died or why he went airborne, but he did, and he hit the netting, and then unfortunately he died. And you know, you hear these cases, and it's rare. Okay, mind you, roller coasters have been going on since the 20s. I mean, roller coasters have been around forever, maybe even before that. And so, you know, obviously they're safer than driving in a car, shall we say. But when you see these things and when you hear of these things, it's just mind-boggling. And, you know, kids, you know, they really love roller coasters. I mean, like mine, oh my gosh. I mean, if I told them no, it's dangerous, they're not going to listen. And as a parent, you know, you freak. So my suggestion is if you guys are going on a family vacation, go to Disneyland, you know. But maybe not, you know, these big, nasty, spooky rides at some of these fairs that look like nobody's really kind of, you know, paying attention. Scary, scary stuff. Our prayers go out to the families. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a few of these studies. Apparently, you know how we've been yelling at you about taking an antibiotic? Hey, you need to finish your antibiotic? Well, now researchers are saying, maybe you don't have to. Then, this is interesting. Apparently, a Olympian kissed somebody and then tested positive for an, quote-unquote, illegal masking agent. Getting a drug and failing a drug test due to kissing. Not too cool. Then we have a Virginia student who died of acute alcohol intoxication. This seems to be more and more prevalent. Maybe it's because the media is covering it more. But you can drink yourself to death very easily. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Boom. fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is going to drive you crazy. It is going to just drive you crazy. You have been yelled at for decades now to take your complete course of antibiotics. Don't just take an antibiotic for a day or two, feel better, and then quit the antibiotic, right? And you're told that if you do that, it's a no-no. And it's such a no-no that you are hurting the world. And you're giving rise to the superbug. And you're like, well, the superbug's not my fault. Yes, it is your fault. You didn't take all your antibiotics. So all of us who have been hearing these superbug stories feel guilty, very secretly. I feel guilty. You know how many times I've had a bladder infection or something? I didn't take the full antibiotic. Right? Or a Z-Pack. I'm like, well, I want to save it. I want to save it for the next time I get sick. It's nice having it. I hate going to the doctor. I'm a doctor. I hate going to the doctor. Right? I have to undress. I have to pay a copay. Let me save my antibiotic. Or how many of you done this trick? Can I get 14 days of the antibiotics just in case the 7 days don't work? And then you take the 7 days and you have a whole other 7 days left, right, for another time? Yeah. All right, so we've done that. And then some of us stop, so we have 10 days left. So anyway, we do bad things. And we felt guilty when I pray, you know, at night. I ask God for forgiveness, you know, for contributing to antibiotic resistance by not taking my full antibiotic course. And so, you know, we're all doomed to roll go to hell. Well, now we're being told by researchers, whoa. If you complete your full course of antibiotics, you may now be increasing the risk of resistance. We're like, what are we supposed to do? So apparently a group of United Kingdom researchers, I got to tell you, the British, they are gutsy. And you know what? When the British talk, we listen. Have you ever ignored somebody British? I haven't. Even if I don't understand their English, you know, because it's too proper for me, I still listen. And so a lot of people are, wait a second, the British are talking, hold on. Alright, hold up. Let's listen in. And in an analysis published in the medical journal, the British Medical Journal, again, you know, it's British, so everybody listens, so like, well, what's going on here? They say that completing a course of antibiotics may instead increase the risk of resistance. They say the quote, complete course advice given to patients taking antibiotics is fallacious. Stop the giggling. They said fallacious. So come on, people. And backed by little evidence. This is in their article. And they think that maybe what's happening is maybe there is antibiotic overuse. Now, other doctors urge caution. Going, wait a second here. They're British. Stop. I like the British. I got a bone to pick with the British because those roundabouts are driving me crazy. We got a roundabout right by my house. I mean, I thought the British invasion ended with the Beatles. Are you kidding me? We got to have now roundabouts. Nobody knows how to drive the roundabout. Somebody's always cheating. Nobody ever lets me in on the roundabout. I'm like, give me my four-way stop again. And I know it's not the average British's fault. But if you're British, I'm going to blame you. Other than that, you're cool. So, anyway. All right. So doctors are urging caution. They say they are not ready to change standard advice around taking antibiotics. So this was, I guess, an opinion piece. Okay, so doctors write opinion pieces. You thought it was just, you know, New York Times or Washington Post or Krauthammer, you know, makes an opinion piece. Doctors voice their opinion. I mean, I voice my opinion because, you know, I have a radio show. But everybody goes, okay, good. Who? That's the only doctor that's going to say something. No. There's other doctors out there that you know, and researchers, they want to say something. They have opinions. We all have opinions, right? So, but I got to tell you something. I kind of like where they're going with this. If an antibiotic did what it's supposed to, I mean, we talked about how superbugs happen really quickly here. You take an antibiotic, if you take it half-assed, that big assault of antibiotic on the bacteria that's there, or if there's a resistance in fungi or viruses, but let's just look at bacteria, you assault it with a blow, a nuke of antibiotics, but most bacteria die. So they can't make baby bacteria. But the bacteria that live wake up and go, wow, what was that? What just happened there? Bob, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Mary Jane, I'm good. It's all good. Her name's Mary Jane. And those bacteria can now make babies. And if they have something within their genetic makeup that outlived the nuke, then their progeny will be able to outlive the nuke. Hence, antibiotic resistance. Now, what if that first assault, that first blow with antibiotics, didn't kill him, but you just need to go in for a second hit, a second assault, and the second assault kills him, so they can't make babies. Then you're not going to breed resistance because you knock them all out. Now, we can't tell if we knock it all out. We have no idea. But when you feel better, it's a good sign because all the bacteria that colonize and sit tight. So our goal with an antibiotic is to hit, whether it's twice a day, three times a day, four times a day, however the antibiotic is designed. Most people like the once a day. And you hit it. And you hit it beyond, even if there's dead bacteria, just a few days over that to make sure nobody survived or nobody, you know, cracked out a baby bacteria before they died. So you kill the baby bacteria. Oh, it is. It's blood sport. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, when you go into medicine, guys, you don't go into medicine because you're a dork or a geek or you like writing prescriptions. You go into medicine because, you know, you love strategy. You love the military. You love video games. You love computers. Because I got to tell you, the human body and, you know, everything that it does, like I said, the brain, that's the most amazing computer in the world. Right? The speed at which the blood goes through your body, man, faster than a race car. Well, to me it is. Right? All this fighting with bacteria and, you know, the nuking the bacteria with antibiotics. You know, this is better than the movie Platoon. So it's fascinating stuff. All right, so, but one problem I had is, well, what if you killed everybody off in 5 days? Do you really need to do 10 days of antibiotics? You now continuing the assault, you could have some other bacteria kind of coming into play. They don't get hurt by it. Go, oh, okay, they make babies. And you brew some resistance. It's something to think about. It's something to be careful with. And I just don't like, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but as an animal in the animal kingdom, and we humans are animals, I don't like taking pills. I can't stand putting anything to my body. You know, I can't stand it. I'll get a vaccine, and, you know, I'm for vaccines. But even when I get my flu shot, I still feel a little funny. That I am putting something into my body. You know, I really, really like the idea of, you know, nature taking over and fighting infection. I like helping the body along and helping the body do what it does best. Now, vaccines do that. Vaccines prime an immune response. So that's good. Okay, that's okay. Which is why most vaccines are safe. But when it comes to antibiotics, you just kind of wonder, you know, do I just, you know, does antibiotics need to be the whole nuclear weapon, or could they be boots on the ground and allowing, you know, your own military, your own Air Force and Navy and Marines and Army or whatever to knock the bacteria out, and they just add a little bit of help with the antibiotic artillery? I apologize for all the analogies, but I feel like I'm on a roll with that. So here's the thing. Tim Pezzo, professor of medicine at Oxford, or University of Oxford, said we are not at all saying the patient should stop when they feel like it, or patients should ignore their advice. But it's something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this was kind of interesting. Fox News reports that kissing almost got an Olympian a doping violation. In March, Gil Roberts, who will compete for the U.S. in the 400 meters at the World Champions in Championships in August, tested positive for an illegal diuretic and masking agent during an out-of-competition test by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. On Thursday, officials announced he will not receive a violation because, as it turns out, the low level of probenecid in his system likely came from kissing his girlfriend. Wow. According to the decision released by USADA, Roberts, who is 28 years old, who's a member of the 4x400-meter relay team that won gold in Rio last year, has never tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. But he kissed his girlfriend, quote, frequently and passionately after her return from a trip to India. While visiting India, she came down with a sinus infection and received a medication from a local chemist. She continued to take the medication upon her return to the U.S., including on the day that Roberts was tested at his home. She couldn't swallow pills, so she emptied the substance from a capsule into her mouth. I gotta tell ya, it sounds plausible, but boy, there's a lot of, steps to this. I believe them. She got a medication. She got a medication from India, but she didn't swallow the pill. She would open it up and drip it into her mouth, and then they kissed, and then he got it. So that's kind of interesting. So they say Roberts had dated his girlfriend for 2 years, and surely had kissed her before without being charged with a doping violation, the arbitrator wrote. Thus, for Roberts, it must have been like lightning out of the clear blue sky for him to learn that by kissing his girlfriend this time, he was exposing himself to a prohibited substance. He has met his burden of proof. Now, good, but I guess probenecid is on the banned substance list because it could stop the detection of other performance-enhancing drugs like steroids. And this was a very unusual case. Last month, Asia Wilson was cleared of wrongdoing after it was concluded that an illegal substance in her test was the result of consuming meat tainted with Xeranol. Xeranol is a growth hormone legally used in U.S. beef cattle. Wilson was headed to the World Championships next month in London to compete in the 800 meters. So right now, he's not at fault for Robert. Robert's not at fault. He'll not receive any suspension or disqualification of results. But crazy stuff. Now, you and I, every now and then we have to take a drug test, and you're like, oh my gosh, the last thing I want is to accidentally be accused of doing something, because it is so much harder to prove your innocence. You're always guilty until proven innocent when it comes to a drug test. Well, ActiveBeat.com has a report here on 6 accidental ways to fail a drug test. And as many of you guessed, and Medical Daily also has reported, common cold remedies could trigger a false positive because some of them have pseudoephedrine. Well, pseudoephedrine, as we all know, as we saw with Breaking Bad, is a synthetic amphetamine. And people use that to make meth. So if you've been on cold medication, all right, you have something that has pseudoephedrine, that could trigger your stimulant test on a drug screen. So phenylephrine may be a little better to use. And many substances now for coughs and colds has phenylephrine. Because basically how those medicines work is they constrict the blood vessels so you don't make as much sinus congestion. Now, tonic water. Many of us have gin and tonic. They say tonic water can trigger a false positive. Basically, the original purpose of tonic water was to deliver quinine. This was a drug that battled malaria. And, people will use tonic water for their leg cramps. But an abstract posted in the U.S. National Library of Medicine says the presence of quinine in urine may be evidence of illicit drug use. And people that have tonic, gin tonic, or vodka tonic, or just they may just put tonic, and quinine is, something that would trigger that positive drug test. They say certain vitamin supplements you need to be careful. They say vitamin B2 or riboflavin is sometimes produced using hemp seed oil. And so the active ingredient of marijuana, THC, could sometimes be detected in small amounts from the B supplements. No wonder why everybody likes their B supplements. So I'm not saying if you take a B supplement or a B complex, you'll show up positive for marijuana, But it could, according to this article, there could be that risk. Of course, diet pills. Diet pills with a phenylpropanolamine, again, an amphetamine. And so if you take diet pills, that can unfortunately look like you are on methamphetamine. Many over-the-counter weight loss supplements may have something that looks amphetamine in nature. So that could trigger that. You need to be careful. Of course, poppy seeds. Poppy seeds, I believe a Seinfeld episode made that popular. But poppies are used to make narcotics. And poppy seed bagels shouldn't be enough. We don't know how many poppy seeds it takes, according to Livestrong. But the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, which regulates drug screening for athletes, says poppies are harvested for opium that contains morphine and codeine, and that sometimes the opium extract can contaminate the poppy seeds. So processing is supposed to remove most of the opium from the seeds, but there still could be a significant level of codeine and morphine that show up in your urine up to 48 hours after eating a poppy seed bagel. So no poppy seed bagels if you're doing a drug screen and they're looking for narcotics. Not all drug screens look for the same things. Some drug screens are more specific. Some of them look at four things or six things, and some can look at a whole battery of things. And then, of course, prescription medications. Right? Some medications like antidepressants or ibuprofen could cause you to fail screening. Either it mixes with the test. Sometimes it could trigger false positives with methadone, opioids, phenylcyclidine, barbiturates, cannabinoids, benzodiazepines. So they say go to the National Center for Biotechnology Information website and take a look at which prescriptions could confuse results. And, you know, these happen. You know, we talked about how, you know, sometimes certain tests will trigger, like if you're pregnant, your syphilis test may be positive. It just may trigger the test. You know, remember, these tests are man-made. And so, you know, there's only so much we could do. We can't make these 100%. And so, you know, when these tests go, oh, yeah, it'll show positive with this, show positive with that, yeah. But there could be other things that could trigger the test as well. So, good for Roberts. He's a great runner. I hope Gil, you know, makes it far, you know, especially with this the next season. But, wow, you know, kissing somebody who, you know, kind of poured the medicine into their mouth instead of taking it, it's crazy stuff, but I guess it happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Watch your kids, guys. And for those of you that like to drink and drink and drink, you can die from drinking too much alcohol. And Harrison Carter Cole, 18 years old, was found dead in his dorm room at Hampton Sydney College in Virginia. This happened in March, and the medical examiner this week revealed that he died as a result of accidental acute alcohol intoxication. So he's a member of the swim team. He planned to attend medical school after graduation. And we don't know about the circumstances leading to this. You know, was it a party? He was a part of Alpha Chi Sigma fraternity, but it's more of a professional fraternity. But I'm sure, you know, fraternities are fraternities. They party and stuff. And the chapter at the school was actually suspended in July 15th. But the suspension hasn't been revealed if it was because of Cole's death or not. According to fraternity CEO Jonathan Wenzel, we suspended the chapter to conduct an investigation. I actually cannot comment on anything that is pending. So, alcohol, guys. Just a little bit, please. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite.
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.